Donald Trump says he'll make a major speech on immigration in Arizona later this week after his staff and advocates have spent a weekend trying to explain what his policy is. Trump angered some of his supporters last week when he said in a Fox News town hall that he'd consider a path to legalization for immigrants in this country illegally, something he had previously said he was against. Here's Republican Party Chairman Reince Priebus on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday.
You're not going to have a pathway to citizenship with Donald Trump. That's off the table. Mm-hmm. There is no method by which someone is here illegally that is going to become a citizen and jump the line as Hillary Clinton wants to do.
Joining us now is NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, do we have any idea what Trump is going to say on Wednesday about his stance on people in this country illegally and immigration more broadly?
Hi, Jeremy. And no, we have no idea. And I would say that that's kind of part of the problem because, you know, we had been told on again that this event was on again, then it was off again. And, you know, his campaign and staff want to say nothing has changed in his policy. That's just simply not true. Plenty has happened. He tried to soften his tone when talking about the 11 million in the country illegally. He, of course, built his campaign around talking about building a wall. He, in November of last year, talked about a deportation force. He had said that people had to go even if they were born in the U.S. but were children of illegal immigrants. He made fun of Jeb Bush for saying that this was an act of love for why people come here. So I'm looking to see, what is he going to talk about with some specificity? Is he going to talk about birthright citizenship? Is he going to talk about what he will do with those 11 million? No more thorny of an issue has come up over the last decade than immigration, and Donald Trump is trying to walk a real fine line here.
And we will watch to see what he says. There's another thing he's been trying to do, which is to reach out to African-American voters, who he's doing very poorly with in all of the polls. And, you know, after we saw the cousin of Dwayne Wade, the Chicago Bulls player, shot and killed in Chicago, Trump tweeted just what I've been saying, African-Americans will vote Trump. And then he's out there saying to them, what do you have to lose? Vote for me. Is this an effective way to go after African-Americans? Is he actually trying to win over African-Americans with these words, or is this about convincing suburban white voters to vote for him?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that he is trying, and I think that it's probably a poor strategy when it comes to trying to win over African-Americans. He's trying to say, and I think we've been saying all along in this campaign, Donald Trump is trying to say X, but he's not very clear about what he's trying to say. What he is trying to say is that Rahm Emanuel is the mayor of Chicago. He's a Democrat, and Trump has been saying Democrats don't run cities very well, and places where there are inner-city African-Americans who have voted Democrat for a long time should actually give Trump a chance. Well, he doesn't say it that well, but that's what he's trying to say. The reaction to this was sharp, seen as crass and generalizing. But I do think that where his big problem is with white voters, it's amazing. He's supposed to be appealing to white men in particular. White women he's been underperforming Mitt Romney with white women and white men pretty substantially from 2012. Hmm. And Donald Trump needs to turn that around pretty quickly because they were 72% of the electorate in 2012. And, you know, African-Americans, Hispanics, he's doing terribly with them. So he needs to bring up all of those numbers if he wants to win.
We've got news today, Domenico, that Huma Abedin, a top aide to Hillary Clinton, is separating from former Congressman Anthony Weiner after the New York Post reported that Weiner was involved in yet another sexting scandal. And I will leave people to go on Google and they can read all about that. But what about the political implications of this? Because we already have a statement from Donald Trump titled Donald Trump's Statement on Hillary Clinton's Bad Judgment, trying to tie Weiner to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, I think that's a stretch. But Hillary Clinton's aide, Huma Abedin, who's been close to her for some time, has had continuous problems with her former congressman husband, Anthony Weiner. We saw a New York Post cover story come out about how he's again gotten into some trouble with texting inappropriate photos of himself. And, you know, she put out a statement saying that after long and painful consideration, work on my marriage, I made the decision to separate from my husband. Now, they have a child together, and they're going to be working on that. And we can only hope he gets the help that he needs.
That's Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead political editor. Domenico, thanks so much.
Thank you.